This was a man who blocked the path of Hussein towards Kufa. Look at the amount of darkness this man was in. This was a man who was partly responsible for moving Hussein from the banks of Farad to where he eventually situated his camps. In any meeting there was to talk about how to oppress Hussein, Hur was in those meetings. He was considered to be one of the commanders of that army. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness, and the little bit of spark of a light conquered that darkness. He went from La'natullah alayhi to alayhi salam literally in a blink of an eye. That's the power of the light. It's a matter of you what? Discovering it. And he describes himself like oftentimes we describe ourselves today, standing between heaven and hell, being pulled by all sorts of forces. But this was a man who didn't think for a moment that Umar ibn Sa'd would do what he did on the day of Ashura. He really truly believed, the history books tell us, you can tell a little bit of the inkling of the talks between him and Imam Hussein, that Hur was not like anybody else. When that fateful meeting happened between Umar ibn Sa'd and Imam Hussein on the night before the day of Ashura, now I want you to imagine for a moment now that Umar ibn Sa'd now is hearing face to face for the first time since an arrival in Karbala, Imam Hussein. What Imam Hussein said, I have no idea, but his words always, of course, are powerful. They resonate to the soul level. And this man heard the words of Imam Hussein, spent the entire night, no doubt the words of Hussein are echoing in his head. He wakes up one morning and Hur asks him, Umar ibn Sa'd, what is the plan today? He says, we're going to attack today. Hur says, you're going to kill the son of Fatima? He says, I have to. I have no choice. It's a man who spent the entire night. I don't know how well he slept that night, but the words of Hussein echoing in his mind. Hur kept asking him, are you sure this is what you want to do? Can we not come to some sort of a treaty or an agreement or something where he goes back to Medina, we go back to Kufa? Is there any way we can do that? No, it has to be done. And the moment, at that moment, Hur then looks at 30,000, some say, 72, 100, 150 some books say, on one side. And he made a very difficult choice. He had all the dunya waiting for him. Yazid promised all the riches, all the rewards, all the merits, all the government, all the power to those who would defeat Hussein, to those who would bring Hussein's head to him. And he knew that he would be part of that entourage that would cash in on this battle. But that little spark of light, that little small candle, conquered all that darkness that he went through in the past few days. And he summoned his servant, he summoned his son, and he says to his sons, tie my hands, blindfold my eyes, and take me to my Mawla Hussein. They make their way towards Imam Hussein's qafila. Imam Hussein says to Abul Fazl Abbas, there's some people approaching our tents. Go see what's going on. And as they became closer, Abul Fazl reports back to Imam Hussein and says, Mawla, it's Hur, it's his son, he's blindfolded, he's coming towards us. Let him come. This was the same Hur that at that moment when there was a confrontation outside at the outskirts of Karbala between him and Imam Hussein, and Imam Hussein said a very dangerous statement, that Hur, may your mother cry over your grave. And Hur responds and saying, Hussein, if your mother was anybody else but Fatima, I'd reply to you. But I'm majboor. Your mother is Fatima. I can't say anything. That Hur now is coming towards Imam Hussein. They say that Imam Hussein now